Masechet Shavuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. In the last Mishnah, we mentioned a storekeeper who swore and then would collect on a claim. Here we'll talk about a situation where we don't have enough evidence to know which side of the argument is right, and therefore Hachamim were mitaken that we only could decide the matter based on who has the stronger claim, even though it's not foolproof. We make that person take a swear, and then he would take the money. Mishnah says, Amar la henvani, if a customer tells the storekeeper, ten li bedinar perot, give me a dinar's worth of produce, venatan lo, and the storekeeper gave it to him. What that means is the storekeeper put it outside of the store in the street for the customer to bring home with him. Amar lo, ten li et hadinar. Then the storekeeper told the customer, give me now the money, give me the dinar that you owe me for the produce. Amar lo, netativ lecha untato be'anpali. The customer then responded, I gave it to you. I handed it to you. And you already put it in your wallet. You put it in your money pouch. So in that case, we say, yishaba bal habayit. The customer would swear that he already paid the dinar and he would take the produce home with him. We say that the claim of the customer here is stronger. He is probably right. The storekeeper admitted that he agreed to sell the produce to the customer, so therefore we assume that a transaction of money, a handoff, happened right away. Now we'll have the opposite case. Natan lo tadinar, if the customer gave the storekeeper the money, amar lo ten li ataperot, and then he said to him, give me the produce in the street that I paid for. Amar lo netatim lecha v'holachtan letok betecha. Then the shopkeeper told him, I already gave you the produce that you paid for, and you took it home, and the produce in the street is mine. That's something else. Yishaba henvani. In this case, the storekeeper would swear that he already gave him the produce, and whatever was in the street, he keeps, because the storekeeper's claim is considered to be stronger than the customer's. We assume when the handoff of money happened that the produce was given over. So therefore, the storekeeper has the better argument over here. But Rabbi Yehuda will disagree. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol sha perot biado yado al ha'elyona. Says Rabbi Yehuda, whoever has the produce in his possession has the upper hand. The produce are outside the store in both cases. So we treat it as if it's out of the shopkeeper's possession and in the customer's possession. So therefore, in both cases, the customer is considered to have the better claim, and therefore he would swear and take the produce. Amar la shulhani, another case, if a customer tells the money changer, ten li bedinar ma'ot, take this dinar, which is a bigger coin, and give me ma'ot instead. Give me a lower breakdown of coins. Venatan lo, and the money changer gave them to him. He took those coins and he put them in the street in front of the customer. Amar lo, ten li ati dinar. And then he told the customer, okay, now give me the bigger coin, give me the dinar. Amar lo, the customer replied to him, netativ lecha untano be'anpali. He says, I already gave you that big coin and you put it in your wallet. In that case, Yishaba bal habayit, the customer would swear that he paid the dinar and he takes the money from the street. His claim is considered to be stronger than the money changers. But the opposite case, Natan lo et hadinar, amar lo ten li et hama'ot, if the customer gave the dinar to the money changer and then he said to him, give me the change, give me the ma'ot and that are in the street that I paid you for. Amar lo netatim lecha v'hishlachtam letok kisecha. And then the money changer tells him, I already gave you the change that you already paid for, and you threw them into your wallet. And the money in the street is different money, and that money is mine. We say yishaba shulhani, the money changer swears that he already gave him the change, and he takes the money from the street, since in this case, the money changer's side is considered to be stronger than the customer's. But again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, en derech shulhani li ten isar ad sheitol dinaro. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's quite uncommon for a money changer to give out money until he receives his money as payment. In other words, people don't give change unless they first receive payment for the money that they're planning on giving out. So therefore, the fact that the money changer took the money and he put it in the street, what does that show? That he received the dinar that he was planning on receiving. So therefore, in both cases, the customer's claim is better, and therefore, in both situations, the customer would swear and take the money.